All right, gentlemen, y'all ready to speak pirate? You got the arg. You got the thing going on? You ready for this? Because on the phone with us is a gentleman who's written a book called Seized. It's the basis of a movie that's being produced. The captain, Max Hardberger. Good morning, Max. How you doing?
Good morning, people.
Hey, welcome to the Mayhem program. Thanks for being on the show with us.
My pleasure.
Now, you have a rather interesting gig. You are a high seas repo man, right?
That's correct.
So what do you do? When they default on the payments of their boat, or if it's been abandoned and you go out for salvage, what do you do?
Well, mostly it's when a foreign government has seized my client's ship. I do also do classic repossessions where an owner hasn't paid his mortgage.
Gotcha.
But that's a little bit easier. My harder job is to go into some place like Venezuela or Haiti or where the local government is in cahoots with the thief, and then I have to surreptitiously extract the vessel and get it out to international water.
Now, I see reality show written all over it.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you try the diplomatic approach first?
Oh, yeah. In fact, an extraction is absolutely the last resort. And you know, probably only about 1 out of 10 jobs that I get, I actually have to extract the vessel in the middle of the night. The rest of the time, I'm able to get something done from one way or the other, you know, many different things can be done in these ports, and I can usually get the vessel out without that. But if it comes to that, then I have to be ready to bring my team in and take the vessel out at night.
Well, you know, the Somali pirate situation has made a lot of news. We've had, you know, captains that have been taken hostage, boats that have been seized, crew and cargo being held for ransom. I think the notes here say that the Somali pirates alone cashed in about $60 million last year in ransom payments. And it's not just in that area. Is this all over the world that you're having to fight this kind of stuff?
No, the pirates I deal with are more subtle. You could not get away with the Somali-type piracy in most areas of the world. And, of course, the Somali pirates, even though they bring in a lot of money, they have a pretty short lifespan, and they have a pretty tough road to hoe there. The pirates I deal with are businessmen who work behind the scenes and bribe judges and pull strings, and I think that they're really more difficult to deal with. I've got a pretty straight answer for Somali pirates.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm afraid.
So you deal with the politicians.
The politician pirates.
Yeah. Pirates. We got a few of them here too.
Now do you wear the pirate garb and the big hat with the cutlass and the peg leg and the parrot and all that kind of good stuff, or is it just
only where everybody else is wearing it?
Well, talk to me. This book that you've written, it's called Seized. A Sea Captain's Adventures. This is being made into a motion picture right now, isn't it?
Yeah. A fellow named Tony with Tony Eldridge with Lone Tree Entertainment and Joni and Keith with Point Blank Productions.
Sure.
They just got through doing a movie with Peter Weir called The Way Back with Colin Farrell and Ed Harris, and they picked up the project. So we're actively working on it now.
So in addition to actually being out on the high seas and recovering vessels that have been, for intents and purposes, hijacked, now you're getting into the movie and book business. Which is worse, dealing with producers in Hollywood?
Oh, no. The pirates. Caribbean are, you know, they're milquetoast compared to Hollywood producers.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Now, Max, I have a question for you. Have you ever noticed while repossessing any of these boats on islands that when you've landed on the island, they have flipped over or anything?
The islands, have they islands flipped over? Have you noticed that?
Yeah, I once had to do it in an island that was so small that when I went to one side of the island, it started lifting in that direction.
See, it does happen.
So it
does.
I knew it.
Governor Hank Johnson knew what he was talking
Governor?
About.
Governor?
Congressman.
Congressman
Hank Johnson. Knew what he
yeah,
was
that's
talking
right.
About.
It must be the same island he was talking about.
Yeah. That's cool that you visited the same island.
Hey. Max, tell me, how can we get a hold of your book? I've got a copy of it. I'm going to give away a copy of the book when we go to break. But how can everybody else get a hold of it and read this? This is a great story.
Oh, they should be able to get it at any bookstore or just go online at Amazon or Barnes & Noble.
Excellent. Max, thank you very much for being on the show with us. This is a great read. It's a fascinating story and a fascinating life.
Well, thank you, guys.
Stay safe, okay?
I will. I surely will.
All right. Thanks, brother. We'll talk at you soon.
Okay, bye now.
Bye-bye. Max Hardberger, the name of the book is Seized, a Sea Captain's Adventures. Arr!
I would swear allegiance of my life to that man. That is the coolest job of all time.
You know, I mean, that's got to be a dangerous gig, too. He said one out of every 10 you can take care of diplomatically. This guy's got to be able to sell ice cubes to an Eskimo.
Yeah,
you know?
That 10% just makes it like Hollywood.
And when he says, you know, every one out of every 10 you have to extract.
Yeah. I'm planning my midlife crisis, and that is definitely in the line.